We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So overall, John Delano, who stood out to you?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that Elizabeth Warren, who was the and is, remains the front runner, believe it or not, in most of the national polls. She commanded the most time. You know, it's amazing how much more time she had on stage than the other candidates. And the fact is, it's because everybody was attacking her, including Joe Biden. And so, naturally, what the moderators did was give her the opportunity to respond to every attack. She was, I thought, did a very good job on the stage. She was careful in her response. She didn't make any slip-ups. She was evasive when it came to the question of how are you going to pay for Medicare for All, which was one of the big disputes. But, she showed a presence. And so in many ways, I think that helped her last night. It was a very long debate, 3 hours. And one has to wonder if very many Americans, I haven't seen the numbers yet, maybe you guys have, but you have to wonder how many Americans stuck it all out. But clearly she was advantaged by this. I thought Mayor Pete Buttigieg was, he's a very interesting guy. He's only 37 years old. The Constitution requires you to be 35 to be president. But he's made a name for himself, and he certainly stands out in his military record. I thought he was very strong on the whole Syrian, Kurd, Turkey issue. So I thought he had another standout performance. And let's give Bernie Sanders credit. He sounded just like the old Bernie.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he may have had a heart attack a couple of weeks ago, but it sure didn't faze him one bit.
Yeah, he was right back into hollering at people.
So, John, at what point does someone in this 12 say, okay, it's pretty clear I'm not going anywhere. I'm out of here. I mean, when do we start whittling down the group? I mean, do we have to wait for Iowa? Do we have to wait for New Hampshire?
Well, there's going to be some whittling just because the debate rules get tougher as we go forward. The next debate is November 20th in Georgia, and right now 8 candidates have qualified for the debate. Now, that may move up a little. I doubt that it's going to be all 12. And I do think some of the candidates may decide to drop out between now and then. But, you know, you got a whole host of candidates out there who are not on the debate stage. So we saw 12, but they're frankly, I think there's still 20 candidates officially in the race. And so some of those may drop as well. Truthfully, you know, do you drop out of a race because of a poll, or do you wait till the voters actually cast a ballot? And the Iowans don't go to their caucuses until February 3rd. That's 16 weeks away, I believe. And then New Hampshire votes on February 11th. So we still have a ways to go before the actual voters get to pick and not pollsters. And I can see candidates, a lot of them, certainly the principal ones, waiting it out.
They attacked Bernie Sanders on age, which is interesting because, you know, there are other candidates. But he was, as you said, he looked strong even though he just went through this heart process. And he didn't seem to lose a step.
No, I thought he did a very fine performance. Sanders is, 78 years old? You've got Joe Biden, you've got Donald Trump, and you've got Elizabeth Warren. All four of those guys are 70-plus. And, I don't think you can attribute any of their failings to age. You know, Joe Biden slips up, you know, all the time. And he's been doing that since he was 30.
Right. So, sure, that's a good point.
I don't know that it's age. I really don't. The older I get, the less ageist I am.
Well, you know,
I think you got to be careful when you attribute things to age.
We are getting to a point, though, John, where it's just overkill. I mean, there's just too much. And you figure, you know, if you've got 1% in the polling, get the heck out of the race. Quit muddying up the water.
You would think.
But
you would think exactly. But I will tell you one thing. We still have, believe it or not, a form of public financing. And I don't know whether the candidates think that if they keep at this, at some point that chips in and certain candidates might be able to get some reimbursement for their campaigns. And so maybe there's a money issue. I haven't looked into that, but it occurs to me that may be a reason for some of the lesser known candidates to stick in the race.
KDK TV's money and political editor, John Delano. John, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.